With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Republicans have narrowly approved their budget framework. The 216 to 214 tally was a turnaround for Speaker Mike Johnson after he abruptly postponed Wednesday's vote. Speaker Johnson says members will work to balance the twin objectives of tax cuts and spending cuts.
We know what's going on around the world. We know that the debt limit cliff is approaching us pretty quickly here. We know that markets have been a little unstable. They want to know that Congress is on the job, and I'm here to tell you that we are. The Article I branch of this government, that the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate are going to do our job, and we are going to provide stability.
The bill is central to President Trump's agenda of tax breaks, spending cuts, and mass deportations. There are still more votes ahead as lawmakers draft a final package in the weeks to come. A leading economist says Trump Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is putting a new spin on some age-old Democrat talking points. Bob Agnew reports.
E.J. Antoni with the Heritage Foundation says when it comes to Wall Street taking a back seat,
if you had a Democrat up there, they'd be saying, we need to tear down Wall Street.
So when Bessent says it's Main Street's turn,
but it's not that Wall Street has to do bad for Main Street to do well.
Rather, Antoni says the administration runs on the assumption that a thriving Main Street will be better for Wall Street in the long run.
That's the game plan here.
E.J. Antoni was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The House has passed GOP legislation that would require proof of citizenship when registering for federal elections. The issue is one of President Trump's top election-related priorities. Republicans say the Safeguard America Voter Eligibility Act is necessary to ensure only U.S. citizens cast ballots. On Wall Street, the Dow down by over 1,000 points. This is SRN News. A South Carolina church receives an honor.
First Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Bluffton was founded during the Civil War by a former slave named Abraham Murchison. The small congregation ministered to freed slaves during its early years, and now the state government has granted it a historical marker so passersby can quickly learn its history. Current pastor Benny Jenkins tells WJCL-TV, quote, "This marker will stand as a testament to our commitment to God and our mission to share his love with all mankind." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Democratic-led states and cities are pushing back on a Trump administration threat to cut education funding over diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Those programs, which promote the LGBT agenda, amongst other things, are a prime target of the administration. State leaders in Minnesota and New York say they will not comply with a DEI rollback. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks surrendered a chunk of their historic gains from the day before as President Trump's trade war continues to threaten the economy. The S&P 500 fell 3.5%. The Dow dropped 2.5%, and the NASDAQ composite sank 4.3%. China announced more countermeasures against the U.S., and losses for stocks accelerated after the White House clarified that it will tax Chinese imports at 145%. Not the 125% rate Trump had earlier written about. The swings also hit the bond market despite better-than-expected report on inflation. The Dow was down 1,014 to 39,593. The NASDAQ lost 737 to 16,387. The S&P 500 dropped 188 points to 5,268. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.